How you doing?
Good. Yeah.
How'd you get through the camp?
Camp was good. I kind of liked the new structure we had as far as how Coach did it, so that was real cool.
So does it feel like you just got back on the bike and just started pedaling again?
Something like that. You know, a few, like, in-game situations I was a little rusty on, a few techniques, and, you know, just actually getting out there and actually using them against real players, you know. So I think it helped a lot to actually go through it. Yeah, physical part, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just that's one of those things you just have to do, you know, over time, repetition and getting used to doing that. And, you know, like I said, just keep going through it to get more comfortable with it. You know, so I'll just take it that way.
Obviously, the Arizona game was a big event for you, first game back. And yeah. First game here, preseason game. Now, what about this game here? What kind of milestone is this for you?
I kind of got this little vision for myself where I want to be and how I want to help the team. So right now it's not necessarily a milestone. It's like almost like a checkpoint, you know. So I don't – it is a big deal, but I can't make it a big deal. You know, I just pretty much just been going about my business every day, you know, trying to make sure everything is on point and that I'm sharp mentally and physically. So – if I put too much excitement behind it, I'll be real jittery and, you know, I wouldn't react good. So I'm just trying to look at it like one day at a time, one play at a time, and just handle it that way.
What's the plan for you, Sunday?
For me, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go out and ball. I play football. I love football, and that's what I'm going to do.
Have they told you exactly what it
is? No, not exactly. You know, we still early in the week, well, midweek, and after coming out of it, I'm prepared for whatever, you know, so... My main focus is just going out there balling and helping my teammates out, man, and just flying around.
After everything that your body has been through in the last 9 months, are you, like, looking forward to waking up on Monday morning and just being football sore all over again?
Man, I'm looking forward to waking up, period. You know what I'm saying? Football sore is way better than chemo sore, you know? So, I mean, it's just a blessing to be able to be sore, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited for whatever the game brings. You know, I've experienced a lot on the field and off the field, and I'm gonna embrace all of it. So I'm looking forward to everything.
What's your personal – you mentioned you have a vision for
right.
How you want to contribute this year. What is that? What's your personal expectation?
Man, I just want – if you're a fan, if you're not a fan, if you turn on the TV and you look at 29 on the field, you can say, that guy right there plays football how it's supposed to be played. And that's all I want. So that's where I want to be at.
If you were going through your ordeal, is there a part of you that was maybe a little surprised at the amount of support you received from everybody?
Yes, it's still very surprising. When you're at ground zero in a situation like that, you think you're by yourself and you think you're the only one going through it. But just seeing different people I've met people from all over the country that's here in Kansas City and don't know anything about football, but they always come up to me telling me, thank you. You've been inspiring me. You inspired my family. I got parents and I got cousins, aunties, everybody. I got different type of people going through the same thing you went through, and you give them hope just by stepping onto the field. So I just feel like I got to take that and take it to a whole new level so everybody else can have hope too.
Something like that change you at all? You know, just going through it. How do you think you've changed in the past year?
I've changed for the better. I'm smarter. I'm wiser. I've learned how to look at a situation from a whole and not just one part of it. You know, I try to see the good in everything. Even if it's a bad situation, you know, I try to make it a positive. And that's just how I approach everything now. That's it.